6200 Windsor 290 8822 in Detroit. It's 11:33 with your old buddy Supermax.
On now, Pants Galore's great back to school 1 cent sale. Tops 1 cent, pants 1 cent, belts 1 cent. With the purchase of any pants or shirt at the regular low price. Visit Pants Galore today.
Marion Village ski sale. Save up to 70% warehouse style for 2 weeks only. Sure, it's crazy to buy ski equipment now. Crazy like a fox. Bavarian Village ski sale. Don't miss it.
Keep Hampshire at CKLW.
Thank you.
Michigan just chose Elton John's Yellow Brick Road LP as her very favorite. Your choice? Well, you can win the album you choose again in minutes here on the Big 8.
Journey through the amazing money maze. It's a trip and cash. Choose your move. Left, right, or straight ahead. Win $50 for each correct move. Make three correct moves, and you'll be flown through the friendly skies by United Airlines to any one of their 111 North American cities with your total cash winnings. The Amazing Money Maze continues this morning at 6 with Gary Burbank on CKLW.
This is Art Riley, CKLW 2020 News. Detroit police have seven or eight members of the Scorpions Motorcycle Club holed up in a house at 5 Mile and Trinity on the city's far west side. This eyewitness was right near the scene when the whole pot started brewing and gives this account.
Some lady, the way I understand it, is some lady come by here or something, they did something to this lady and she called the cops, right? Okay, the cops come, and one cop come by himself at first. They told him to open the door to run their wrist. And I guess there's maybe about 9-10 guys in there. They locked the door on them, and they had a motorcycle inside, and they started the motorcycle, and they unlocked the door, and this guy's gonna come out on the motorcycle through the door. Right, so this cop, this other sergeant come up, and he pulled his car right in front of the door.
Police are still at the scene. Further details are sketchy at this time. Things are quiet in the Finkel-Livernois area tonight, but police aren't taking any chances. A 10-block area around the intersection of Livernois and Chalfont is cordoned off. The Big 8's Bert Allen is on the scene and has this report.
As of right now, everything's peaceful and quiet down here on Livernois, all the way from the 10th Precinct North. There's no activity at all. There are plenty of police patrols in the area. They're cruising regularly, especially up and down Livernois. They're shooting off into the side streets. There doesn't seem to be any crowds gathering either. People just come by, take a look, and keep on moving. Traffic itself, vehicular traffic, is fairly heavy. people are coming by, taking a look. They slow down long enough to look.
Allen says, despite the quiet, there are dozens of police in the area just making sure things remain easy. This just into the Big 8. FBI agents swooped down in a room at the Holiday Inn at 1331 Trumbull near Tiger Stadium. They have reportedly taken one fugitive into custody. Reason for the arrest is not yet known. Detroit police are seeking one person in connection with the city's latest homicide, a stabbing. Officer Bill Wolanin has the facts.
21-year-old Valerie Butler was stabbed to death during argument at the Clearwood Bar located at 9102 Woodward. Ms. Butler was dead on arrival at Detroit General Hospital as a result of a stab wound to the chest. Fire department is seeking a 25-year-old woman in connection with the stabbing.
A freight train struck a car at a crossing north of the Clare County community of Farewell today, injuring a woman passenger. State police at the Mount Pleasant Post say the car, carrying a vacationing Ohio family, had almost cleared the crossing when the Ann Arbor Railroad train grazed the rear of that vehicle. Injured in the crash was 39-year-old Joanne Klein of Cleveland Heights. Her 43-year-old husband David and their 15-year-old daughter Debbie were not injured. Gas prices are coming down in the Wolverine State. That's the word from the Michigan Auto Club. That club reports prices down for the third straight week, averaging 0.1 cents per gallon below a week ago. Regular averages 61.8 cents per gallon, 63.6 cents for NOLED, and 65.9 for high test. The rise in cases of ED may not in fact be a real rise. That according to a California doctor. It may just be that the detection program is turning up more cases that might have gone undiagnosed. Dr. D.L. Gunter of the California State Department of Health puts it this way.
I feel that it is a very good possibility that some of the increases that we are experiencing in some of the areas of the state we can directly attribute to screening program for gonorrhea. This can't help but increase the reported figures as we launch a campaign for screening some 600,000 females a year for unsuspecting gonorrhea.
Dr. Gunter says people are more concerned than ever before, and that may ultimately lead to a decrease in reported cases of venereal disease. A teacher bargaining bill that would legalize strikes for up to a month has cleared the Democratic state legislature, but is headed for a veto by the Republican governor. That proposal was sent to Governor Milliken on a 60-43 House vote after posing a problem for lawmakers for 6 months. Milliken has repeatedly threatened to veto the bill and has resisted pressure from Democratic leaders to reconsider. As amended by the Senate and agreed to by the House, teachers could strike for up to 4 weeks and get paid for two if they made the school days up at the end of the year. The Joanne Little trial drags on in Raleigh, North Carolina. Stephanie Bass is on the case in Raleigh.
A rescue squad attendant, an orderly, and a doctor took a full day to describe the condition of Clarence Allegritt's body after his death. And after it was all over, the defense says, in one way or another, that the testimony was beneficial to Joanne Little. The doctor, Charles Gilbert, performed the autopsy on Allegritt, and he said only one of the 11 wounds on Allegritt's body was fatal, and that was a stab wound to the heart. Gilbert also confirmed another doctor's testimony, saying that the evidence indicated that Allegritt had engaged in sexual activity just before he died.
One question still not answered is what happened to Deputy Allegritt's trousers? The Senate Elections Committee sent far-reaching political reform legislation to the full Senate after a day of behind-the-scenes arm-twisting by Governor Milliken and Democratic leaders. The committee cleared the House passed measure on a 3-2 partly line vote over the objections of two Republican senators. Whenever you see news in the making, get to a telephone, then give us a call on the hotline at 254-CKLW in Windsor or 961 in EWS in Detroit. We're standing by 24 hours a day waiting for your call on the hotline. Each week we pay cash, and each year $1,000, and that money could be jingling about in your pocket if you'll just call us whenever you see anything happen. CKLW News Time, 11:45. Art Riley, 2020 News. In sports, Rudy May fired a three-hitter in pitching the Yankees to a 2-1 win over the Tigers. May walked one and struck out seven to improve his record to 10-6, while Mickey Lolich suffered his 10th loss in 20 decisions. With Detroit ahead 1-0, the Yankees picked up two runs in the sixth on doubles by Bobby Bonds and Roy White, plus Thurman Munson's game-winning single. In other games in the American League, Cleveland topped Baltimore 3-1. Milwaukee dumped Boston for the second game in a row, 6-2. In the National League, the Expos over Chicago, 6-1. Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia, 8-1. St. Louis crushed New York, 5-2. Los Angeles dumped Atlanta, 8-2. And Cincinnati clobbered San Francisco, 6-1. And in Canadian Football League play, Ottawa ran roughshod over Hamilton, 31-9. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
Now it's more than a look, it's the Levi's way of life. You feel good and things work out right. Make each day a Levi's day. The connection has a way to find more of the jeans you love. Make the connection.
Now, washed out Levi's. Faded Levi's denim flares, wide legging jacket. For the first time in Canada, the connection has washed out Levi's. Only at the connection right now, you can get soft, faded Levi's denim ready to wear, just as if you had washed and ironed them yourself. At your connection, four stores in Windsor, also London, Chatham, and Sarnia.
Make each day a Levi's day. The connection has a way.
End up report. Most people know them as the Himalayas, but Barry Bishop knows them as the Himalayas, and he should know. Bishop was part of the third party ever to successfully climb Mount Everest.
The mountain was first climbed by Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay as part of John Hunt's expedition in 53, and then it was climbed by four Swiss in 1956, and our expedition was the third successful expedition to the mountain. There were 19 of us, 18 of us from the United States, plus one British climber, Jimmy Roberts, our transport officer, and 37 Sherpas.
Bishop's 1963 expedition was the third to reach the summit, but they used a different route. So Bishop feels that they were the first.
Durenfurth, Norman Durenfurth, the leader of the expedition, made his selection of personnel on the basis of both the mountaineering background and experience of the individual and the overall vocational background of the individual, so that the total person, his background and training, could be brought towards the successful completion of the expedition.
Frostbite and how it creeps in tomorrow. Byron McGregor for CKLW In-Depth Report. Systems will be on display tomorrow through Saturday at the Somerset Mall. Plan to attend. Discover ways to make your home or business safer. Motor City weather just ahead of much more music and your old buddy Supermax. Mostly sunny and hot through tomorrow. Low overnight 66, high today 94. Cleveland 71 degrees, Toledo 69, Detroit 71, 22 Celsius. That's CKLW.
Thank you.
Hunt Park conquered the amazing money maze for $150 and a trip for two to California. You're next on the Big 8.
Detroit Optometric Centers can fit you with the new soft contact lenses in just one day. Because Detroit Optometric Centers specialize in contact lenses. And because DOC has vast facilities and experience in soft lenses, we'll examine, measure, and fit you in one appointment. So you'll be able to wear them home instead of having to wait several weeks. Detroit Optometric Centers for one-day service on the new soft lenses. Dr. Donald L. Golden, optometrist director.
There are 18 Detroit Optometric Centers to serve you. Visit one at 3720 West Ford in the Lincoln Park Plaza.
Man, school's coming up soon. I could really use some new clothes. But who can afford it?
Pants Galore's one-cent sale is on now.
I need some new jeans, and I have to buy some tops and cords.
Buy any pants, jean, or top at Pants Galore's regular low prices, then get your choice of any of the thousands of specially selected pants or tops for only 1 cent. Pants Galore sells the brands and styles you want. We brought you our best sale at a time when you can really use it.
You mean Pants Galore's one-cent sale is on?
Yeah.
Boy, can I use it now.
America's number one music station.
Every cloud.
waiting for? It's old buddy Supermax at 1206 Bob and Jerry's presents Black Sabbath Friday, August 1, 8 p.m. at Cobo Arena. Special guest stars Leslie West and introducing Randy Bachman's new group, Trooper. Tickets 750 and 650 available at Hudson's, Grinnell's, and Cobo Box Office, a Bamboo production.
Journey through the amazing money maze. It's a trip and cash. Choose your move. Left, right, or straight ahead. Win $50 for each correct move. Make three correct moves, and you'll be flown through the friendly skies by United Airlines to any one of their 111 North American cities with your total cash winnings. The Amazing Money Maze continues this morning at 6 with Gary Burbank on CKLW.
Time for EJ to DJ.
Well, nothing to go deep than life. Mud unites.